Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Star Cement Limited Q4 and FY23 earnings conference call hosted by PhillipCapital (India) Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vaibhav Agarwal from PhillipCapital. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Agarwal.
Thank you, Nirav. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of PhillipCapital (India) Private Limited, we welcome you to the Q4 FY23 and FY23 call of Star Cement Limited. On the call, we have with us Mr. Tushar Bhajanka, Executive Director, and Mr. Manoj Agarwal, CFO of the company. I will now hand over the floor to the management of Star Cement for their opening remarks, which will be followed by an interactive Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, Tushar.
Yeah. So good afternoon, all. My name is Tushar Bhajanka, and I'm the Executive Director of Star Cement. I would like to welcome you all to the earnings call of quarter four. I have Mr. Manoj Agarwal, who is the CFO of the company. He will give out the numbers of quarter four and the year, and then we can have a Q&A session. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you. Hi, friends. Very good afternoon. I, on behalf of Star Cement Limited, welcome you all to our con call for discussing our number for Q4 FY23 and full year number of FY23. I would like to clarify that we are discussing on the historical numbers, and there is no invitation to invest. Having said that, now I will just take you through the Q4 number followed by the full year numbers. Starting from clinker production, during the quarter ended March 2023, we have produced 7.78 lakh tons of clinker as against 6.71 lakh tons same quarter last year. So far as cement production is concerned, we have produced 12.53 lakh tons this quarter as against 11.59 lakh tons same quarter last year, a growth of more than 15% in clinker and more than 8% in cement. Now I will take you through the sales volume. During the quarter, we have sold 12.35 lakh tons of cement and no clinker, as against 11.52 lakh tons of cement and negligible quantity of clinker in same quarter last year. This is as far as cement and clinker sale is concerned. There is a growth of more than 7% in volume. As far as the geographical distribution of cement is concerned, in Northeast, we have sold around 9.12 lakh tons as against 8.08 lakh tons during same quarter last year. And as far as outside Northeast sale is concerned, we have sold 3.23 lakh tons of cement this quarter as against 3.45 lakh tons same quarter last year. In terms of blend mix, it is almost 8% of OPC, and rest is PPC. These are the quantity number of the quarter. Now I will take you through the financials. The total revenue figure this quarter is around rupees 820 crores as against rupees 748 crores same period last year. As far as EBITDA figure is concerned, this quarter we have done an EBITDA of around rupees 179 crores as against 123 crores last year. Profit after tax is 96 crores as against 88 crores in same period last year. This is on account of increased tax expenses due to the sunset of tax exemption period in respect of company Guwahati Grinding Unit and its subsidiary Star Cement Meghalaya Limited. However, cash outflow will be met only. On per ton EBITDA front, it is 1,448 during this quarter as against 1,063 same quarter last year. This is what our quarterly numbers of fourth quarter. The total revenue figure for the FY23 is rupees 2,696 crores as against 2,219 crores last year. As far as EBITDA figure is concerned, during FY23, we have done an EBITDA of around rupees 520 crores as against 379 crores last year. Profit after tax is rupees 248 crores as against 247 crores last year. That is same level despite of increase in EBITDA of 41 crores due to the increased income tax, as increased income tax as explained before. On per ton EBITDA front, it is 1,297 during FY23 as against 1,112 per ton last year. These are the quarterly and yearly numbers. Now I request all of you, that if you have any query, you can ask the same, and I will request Vaibhav to moderate the query wherever it's required. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Amit Murarka from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. So just firstly, on your expansion plan, can you just detail a bit out where we are on that Meghalaya clinical expansion and the grinding units that are attached to them?
Yeah. So hi, good afternoon. So the Meghalaya clinker plant, the 3 million ton plant, is due to be commissioned in Jan next year, as explained in the call earlier. And the grinding unit in Guwahati should be commissioned in November this year. And the grinding unit in Silchar should be August to September next year.
Okay. And is there the CAPEX was, I think, around 2,100 odd crores, so that number stays unchanged?
Yes. So, you know, till now, the CAPEX to these projects have been about 430 crores. And we expect in this financial year outlay of about 1,300 crores towards these, you know, towards these expansion.
Okay. And also just on the quarter, so I didn't get the volume number actually. I joined the call a bit late, so.
Yeah, it is 12.35 lakhs ton this quarter.
Okay.
Yeah, so YOY, it's a growth of about 7% in quarter four.
Right. Also, just on power and fuel, generally we are seeing a reduction in the line item across the board. Where were you in Q4 on a rupees kcal basis, and how much reduction can we expect on that front?
Yeah, so in quarter three our average cost was about 2.1, and even in quarter four the average cost remains about 2.1, and the reason is because we had a stock we had a healthy coal stock which we used in quarter four, but going ahead we do see a reduction in the coal prices as the spot option is now coming down. So yes, I think similar to other players in the industry, we'll also be seeing a decline in the per GCV cost of coal.
Okay, and could you just guide a bit more on that? Like, will this be a 10% reduction or 20%?
Yeah, so I think what we are aiming for quarter one is about 1.8 to 1.85 rupees per GCV.
Okay, we should go down a bit more in Q2, right? I mean,
yeah, it should progressively fall, I mean, in Q2. So this was basically for Q1.
Okay. And would you also be able to detail out the fuel mix as well for the quarter?
Yeah, so, about 25% of the coal came from Nagaland. About 45% to 47% were spot options through Coal India. And about 15% was biomass, and about 15% were other EFR.
Okay. Thank you. I'll come back in the queue. Thanks.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. For this quarter, in terms of trade share, was how much? And the premium share?
Sorry, can you just repeat the question once again?
What was the trade share and premium share for Q4 FY23?
So we sold about 87% of our overall volume was sold in trade, and the premium share was about 4%.
4%. Just to clarify, PPC share was, you said, 88%?
Yeah. PPC share was about 91%.
91%. Just trying to understand, our trade share has actually slightly declined, so from 92%-87%. Also at the same time, last time we said we are looking at to increase premiums at 7%-8%. Where are we on that?
I think, on the trade, non-trade ratio, the reason why the non-trade claims have increased is because the margin in non-trade has really improved. Because there is generally a shortage of clinker in Northeast, and so the prices for non-trade have improved significantly. That is the reason why we have again focused on non-trade in quarter four. In terms of premium cement, we are working on the premium category, and we do plan to launch a new brand under the premium cement, so that we can actually have a demand pull as well for the product. That product we plan to launch in quarter one, end of quarter one. With the new launch of the new product, I think there should be a good push towards the premium cement category.
We are looking at 7%-8% or more than 10% kind of a premium share?
No. It just depends on how well the product is taken by the market. In the next two quarters, we do plan to ramp up our premium cement sales to close to a double-digit number.
Okay. Sir, what was the lead distance for this quarter?
It was about 224 km versus 211 km in quarter three.
Okay. It has increased to that extent. Sir, broadly in terms of the volume, definitely what we promised for this year, we have achieved in terms of the 17% growth, 4 million ton that we have achieved. Now how are we looking at on the volume growth for this year? Also in terms of the profitability, we were having a stand of 1,200-1,250 EBITDA per ton. What's the new stand?
I think, in terms of volume growth, we are looking at a healthy volume growth this year as well. The target is, of course, to grow by more than 12%-13%. In terms of profitability, we do maintain the profitability at about 1,250-1,300 rupees per ton.
Okay. In terms of WHRS, has it started? 12.3 MW WHRS was supposed to start in February.
Yes. The WHRS has started, but the benefit, because we did not accrue the entire benefit of WHRS in quarter four, so it broadly started in quarter one this year. Now it is running, since May, it has been running in full capacity, and we do expect that in quarter one, we should see benefits of WHRS kicking in.
On a full year, we were looking at 45 crore-48 crore kind of a saving, that is possible?
Yes. I think we have missed April as a month, because we were still ramping up our WHRS. There were some teething problems there. From mid-May onwards, I do think that we are going to accrue the entire benefit. Yes, I think, probably not a 45, but a 40 crore is the amount that we're looking at in WHRS.
Okay. Lastly, on the pricing, sir, have we post the March, have we seen any decline in the prices? Whatever the broadly for this one and a half, two months, the average prices, is it 1%-2% lower or flattish?
Yes. I think in Guwahati, sorry, in Northeast, we have seen a price hike of about 10 rupees, rather than a decrease. However, in outside Northeast, which is basically West Bengal and Bihar, we are experiencing a price drop of about 10 rupees. The Northeast markets have increased the prices by 10, and right now the outside markets are down by, outside Northeast markets are down by about 10 rupees per bag.
And Siliguri plant utilization for this quarter should be around 60-65%?
So it was about 73% this quarter.
Okay. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Amol More from Signity Technologies. Please go ahead. Amol More, may I request you to unmute your line from your side and go ahead with the question, please. Amol More, can you hear us? Due to no response, we move on to the next participant. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. Next question is from the line of Uttam Kumar Sriman from Axis Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, sir, and congratulations on good set of numbers. My question is with regard to Siliguri unit utilization. This year we have operated around 55% utilization level. So how do you see this utilization levels going ahead in FY24?
Of course, one of our aims is to utilize the Siliguri plant. But, you know, given that we are constrained for clinker in this year, you know, our focus is going to be Northeast. And we are seeing a very good growth in Northeast. So given that and keeping that in mind, I think the focus for the organization is to first make sure that we tap onto the growth that we are experiencing in Northeast and then probably focus on outside Northeast markets. So I think we are looking at like a 10 to 12% growth in outside Northeast markets as well, but we are not very aggressive in those markets.
Okay, so you mean to say that once this new unit, new clinker unit comes, then thereafter, this utilization of the Siliguri unit will increase.
Sorry, can you please repeat that?
So once your new clinker unit comes in Meghalaya, so thereafter you want to see the Siliguri unit production get increased?
Yes, of course. So I mean, once we get the clinker plant set in, then we will also focus on outside Northeast markets to basically, fill in the volume gap. But again, you know, even after the clinker plant sets in, you know, our focus of course is going to be Northeast because it's much more profitable for us. And for, you know, selling extra volume, we will definitely look at outside Northeast as well.
Okay. And what has been our cash and cash equivalent in FY23?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
Cash and cash equivalent in FY23, cash and cash bank balance in FY23.
So right now it is about 530 crores.
Okay, so since we are doing expansion of 2200 crores, so do you also wish to take some date for this expansion, and if it is, then how much date you are going to take for this expansion?
So I think the overall debt would not exceed more than 500 crores. And that also will be repaid in the first year of commencement of the expanded capacity.
Okay. And last one, our other expenses have increased in this quarter. So any particular reason for that?
Yeah, there are certain regroupings that have happened from manpower to other expenses, and also the packing cost because the volume have increased. So packing cost and store space expenses have also incurred. And also there are certain CSR expenses that are there. So if you need the detail, I will. You can ask me. I will reply to that mail. Okay, separately.
Okay, sir. That's all from my side, and all the best to you.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Rajesh Ravi from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. good afternoon. Congrats on good set of numbers. First of all, this KCAL costing 2.1 in Q4. Could you share the number for the average of FY23?
Yes. So the average cost for the year is about 2 rupees per GCV.
215.15.
Two rupees.
Yeah. 2 rupees, okay. And this in Q1 now has come down to around 1.8, right?
No, so in Q1 it should be about 1.9 and 1.85 to 1.9. And okay. In you know, Q2, I think the main benefit of the decrease in coal costs will start showing, reflecting.
Okay, understood. And second, on the electricity cost, what would be your average consumption cost in FY23?
The electricity cost would be about 6.5 rupees per unit in the main clinker plant and about 7 rupees in the grinding unit.
Okay, and do you see any softening in this also, with fuel prices coming down?
Not right now, because in the clinker plant we produce our own power, so a captive power plant. So the coal, because the GCV cost is for us not coming down significantly, so I do not expect the cost of power to reduce in the clinker plant. But I think there is a softening in the IX rate, which is the source for the power in our grinding unit. So
okay.
I think there we should be seeing some benefits of the reduction in IX rate.
Okay. And in terms of raw material, primarily fly ash, what has been the cost trend in FY23? Have been they stable or they have gone up when fuel prices were going up?
So the cost of fly ash has broadly been stable. Nothing too alarming, but I just need to... So I think it has gone up by about 50 rupees.
50 rupees a ton?
Yeah.
Okay. And could you also discuss on the incentives accrued in PNL in FY23, incentive income? And what is the outlook for next year, FY24?
Basically we had about 125 crores of incentives in FY23, out of which, majority of this benefit was till Jan 23. So, you know, in the month of Feb and March, we have actually not gotten a majority of the benefit because it finished off in Jan 23. So in quarter four, we only got a benefit of 19 crores.
Okay. And outlook for FY24 on these existing operations?
I do not think that there will be any subsidy kicking in FY24. Though, of course, we are getting, a SGST benefit in the new grinding unit that we're getting in Assam. And that has already been, discussed and signed with the government. So once our new grinding unit is commissioned and once we get the credit for the GST in the expansion, then the benefit of FGST will start kicking in, but that will be in the next financial year.
Right. And only on the grinding unit or even for the clinker expansion you will be getting incentives?
So in the clinker expansion, because we are expanding in the same company, SCL, there is a benefit in the current line of SCL, which will be also passed on to the expanded capacity. So we do expect some benefit that will not be as significant as the benefit in the grinding unit.
Okay. Is it possible to quantify the incentives, annual incentive accrual, which you foresee once, the input credit is exhausted?
So I think, we basically will get a net GST off. SGST off in the volume that we sell in Assam, and right now we are selling about 17 lakh tons in Assam, and at that point we'll be probably selling about 20 lakhs in Assam. So I think it's just a function of multiplying that volume with the amount to SGST per ton, right? So
great.
It would be a significant benefit.
Great. Thank you. All the best. We'll come back in queue.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Amol More from Signity Technologies. Please go ahead. Amol More, your line is in talk. Please go ahead with your question, please. Due to no response, we move on to the next participant. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Sir, in terms of the demand, just wanted to understand for FY23 broadly, if I have to look at. So excluding the Northeast, how it has grown in Bihar, West Bengal, Jharkhand, Orissa, Chhattisgarh, and how do you see that for FY24?
So in outside Northeast, we have grown by about 34% in trade. So it was a good growth for us in outside Northeast, mainly because the base is small for us. But we do not expect the same growth rate in outside Northeast going forward. We expect a growth rate of about 10-12%.
But for FY23, definitely our base was lower, and so we were able to grow 34% outside Northeast. But in general, for the industry, one has to look, is it the case that the except the Bihar, all other states, Jharkhand, Odisha, Chhattisgarh, have seen a very, very marginal kind of a growth?
Yes, that is true. So the growth rate has been, about close to 5%, I guess.
How about Bihar?
Bihar would be also very similar, close to 3-5%, something on that range.
So any specific thing that how the thing were in Q4? So just trying to understand why normally the perception is that the East is growing much faster. So what has happened, and will it now has came back to the normal levels, double digit plus kind of a growth now? So Q4 was the number, the similar kind of a 4-5% growth in East, and how do we see now?
So in East for us, the number was very similar. It was like a 4-5%. I'm talking about Star Cement. I'm not talking about the market in East. For us, in Q4 and outside Northeast, we grew by about 5% in outside Northeast. I'll have to come back to you with the numbers of the market, how the market grew.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you
very much. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Participants, this will be the final reminder for questions, and no further reminder will be made. Next question is from the line of Kamlesh from Lotus Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Tushar. Good to listen to you. Just one question on the part of the aspiration side. What's your game plan for the next 5-odd years apart from Northeast and East area, East region? And what people you have brought in to achieve that particular thought process or the vision?
I think that's a good question to ask. So I think, of course, the next 5-year plan is definitely because, once we set up the capacity in Northeast of about 3 million, and the grinding units, I think for the next 4-5 years, we do not see, any scope of putting more capacity. So I think the, so if you have to grow, and I think we'll have a very healthy cash flow to grow, we'll have to grow outside Northeast, and we are actively looking in mines. We are also looking at smaller plants that we can acquire, and then we can probably grow inorganically or organically. So I definitely feel that, you know, the growth going ahead for the company will have to come from outside, coming out of Northeast. And, you know, and I think in the last 1 year, we have also built up the capabilities in the organization to embark on the journey. You know, so we have gotten, so if I start from the start of the year, so I think we have gotten a new manufacturing officer who is looking after all the plants, who also brings in capability of mind, to the company. We have changed our HR head as well a year back, you know, who's bringing in a lot more people in the mid management level. And of course, a week back, we have, our new CEO, Mr. Vineet Tiwari, join us, and of course, with his expertise in other markets in North and East, we do hope to, look at, opportunities which are viable for us and to grow in those markets.
And Sushant, secondly, like our one of the largest competitors is also bringing a large capacity in Northeast.
Yeah.
Don't you think that there could be some competitive pressure? I know, let's say it's RTA doable in terms of the clinker capacity, but do you see some pressure on that front, or the volumes or the strong demand would take care of that?
So I think it's a function of. Of course, they are, even Dalmia is getting a capacity of about the same, about 3 million tons. And, but the other players, the smaller players in Northeast are not really expanding at the moment. So I think that will be a source of relaxation, because I think then there are only two players effectively competing, and the rest of them are not really part of the game. So I think that would be, a benefit, which probably will mean that our growth rate, the company growth rate, will be higher than the market growth rate. And, secondly, there is some cement coming from outside, basically being dumped in Northeast. And I think once we have the clinker capacity and we become aggressive and we attack the white spaces, then I think it'll be, then probably we'll be able to curb some of the cement coming in Northeast, and I think that will again become a growth center for the company. So I think going ahead, of course, in the first year or first 1.5 years, there may be a competitive pressure, but in the long run, I do think that both the companies and Star Cement would be able to, get a healthy growth and be able to utilize the capacities as soon as possible.
And lastly, like expanding or coming to new areas other than Northeast, so what would be the timeline over there?
So we are actively, looking at assets, and I think we should have something to at least share by quarter two. So that is basically the timeline that we're looking at. And, and it really just depends on what clicks when. So it will be hard to, of course, give a definite timeline. But yes, we are aggressively looking into it, and we should be able to at least draw up a plan by quarter two.
Great. And wishing you best of luck and great interacting with you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Rajesh Ravi from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Guys, could you discuss on the demand trends outside of Northeast, particularly in states like West Bengal, Bihar, Jharkhand, which are your focus markets for FY24? What sort of outlook are you looking at?
So we are, broadly looking at a 7-8% growth in these markets.
Okay, that is your growth or market you're looking at, the market growing in these places?
That's the expectation of how fast the market would be growing, 7-8%.
Okay. In all the three markets, you're looking similar growth trajectory?
Yeah.
And FY23, I missed, I believe you made some comments on the same. All these three states, and if you're, some trend on the other states in East, what were the growth numbers?
So I think market. The growth number was close to 5%, you know, to my knowledge.
Okay.
So I don't have the numbers, you know, really ready with me, so I won't be able to comment, you know, with surety. But
okay.
That's what I, you know, assume the market has done that.
Okay, okay. Great, sir. Okay, I'll come back. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Sir, just to clarify, when we mentioned that in Q2 we will come up with a update in terms of the expansion outside the Northeast. So we will be announcing that where we will plan to grow by, let's say, in next 3-4 years. So that's the way one can look at, and broadly, even if we, let's say, want to either acquire a small plant or grow, what's the minimum capacity we are looking at? 2 million ton that we are looking at?
So, yes, I think there, you know, to grow outside, there are 2-3 opportunities, right? One is to acquire a mine. The second one is to acquire a plant. So, it would just depend on, you know, what opportunity clicks with us and, you know, how does it pan out. So, I think in terms of acquiring a mine, the capex would be much lower. And in acquiring a plant to 2 million, the capex will be a bit higher. So, I think, you know, so we haven't, like, really tapped on, you know, which route we're going to take. So I think it'll be a bit hard to comment. So yes, you know, in terms of, you know, in case we take up a, you know, we take a plant, then it would be of about 1.5 million tons at least.
Okay. And when we say that our net debt, once the new, all the clinker and two grinding units will be operational, in 1 year we will be able to repay. So that will, that 1 year will start from the August, September, when we'll start the Silchar grinding unit. So from there we are looking at a 1 year to repay the entire this 500 odd crore that we are looking at max net debt.
So we are looking at, basically we're looking at 2024, 2025 year. So basically, you know, from March 24, the year starts, where we start,
okay.
You know, where we basically, okay. So by so March 25, we should be, you know, again, debt free.
So, so does that mean that we should be able to easily can see a 50-60% plus kind of a utilization from the first year itself?
Yes, so I think we do see, you know, about a 40% kind of a utilization, 40-50% utilization. But I think it's just how the economics work, the subsidies work, the cost, you know, effectiveness of the cost efficiencies of the bigger kiln works, right? That I'm very sure that we'll be able to pay it off in that year.
Okay, and lastly, just to clarify, we said that now we do not have any incentives. So in FY24, no incentive except the new grinding unit that will come up in Assam will have a state GST benefit. So we do normally have expect a 17 lakh tons volume that currently we are doing. So only that benefit will come as an incentive.
Yes, so basically we have a benefit going on even now, that is in the clinker plant, and the benefit is small. It is about, I think it's about, 26-27 crores. You know, so I think that benefit will remain, and then we will get that benefit in the grinding unit, in the new grinding unit, and that benefit should be of at least 150-160 crores every year.
Oh, okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Next question is from the line of Raj Gandhi from SBI Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks a lot for the opportunity. Just your freight cost for the quarter, you know, freight cost per ton is down by about 20% YOY and 10% Q-on-Q. So is it again some regrouping or how is it going down so much?
Raj, there is one thing because the fleet, now you know, we have the own fleet.
So generally March, February, March prices tend to increase, okay? So but we have the fleet, so we have managed it properly, so we have not allowed to increase the freight cost per ton in this last February, March. So that is the reason the freight cost has not increased as compared to Q3, and there is some saving in the freight cost.
Okay, okay, great. And on fuel, did you happen to mention that 15% is biomass and then there is another 15% from other fuels? So then does the cumulative AFR go to 30% or?
Yeah, so I think the cumulative AFR right now is of about 25%. And that is mainly because, you know, our power plants are operating on biomass. And also because we get, you know, low-grade AFRs, you know, in Meghalaya, which helps us in, of course, meeting the 25% requirement.
Okay. Okay. Thanks.
Thank you. And I'll hand the conference over to Mr. Vaibhav Agarwal.
Yeah, thank you. Sir, I have had a few questions actually. An extension of Kamlesh's question, first thing I wanted to know is that Mr. Vineet Kumar Tiwari, he comes from a marketing and sales background from Nuoco and his earlier assignments. So Tushar, I wanted to ask you that he coming on board, do you have any specific expectations from him as the next CEO of the company, and how do you look him getting on board for Star Cement in particular in case of nature of assignments?
No, completely. So I think there is of course a huge expectation from Mr. Vineet Tiwari, given his you know, pedigree and the kind of experience he has, and some of the expectations is of course to make Star Cement even more operationally capable and to bring in the efficiencies. The other expectation is, of course, to see a good growth rate in Northeast, because Northeast being a very highly profitable market, and given that, you know, he has a vast experience in marketing, it will be, something which we're looking at. I think in marketing also there are good scope of improving ourselves, like, you know, how we discussed about premium cement, so to push premium cement into to make the technical services stronger. So these are some areas in marketing which, of course, you know, he can greatly contribute to. And, you know, overall, in the overall scheme, of course, we look at, you know, his expertise in outside Northeast markets like North and, you know, the Eastern market, you know, to, of course, grow the company in those, in those markets by, of course, taking capacities which are already set, or to take mind in a set of new capacity. So I think the expectations are, high, and I think we really hope that he delivers on it.
So I also like to ask you, Tushar, that so any change in we had an CEO structure earlier as well, maybe about 3-4 quarters back, and so any change in management structure at Star Cement with Vineet sir coming on board, and how do you look because you have changed a lot of HR policies in Star Cement. I believe you have commented some of those on the call as well. So any change in this time with Vineet sir coming on board, or it's the same way that the earlier CEO functioned, and you would like to comment anything on that?
No, so I think, with Vineetji coming in, of course, all the functions, in Star Cement will report to him. And, and that is, of course, very clear. And so I do not know, which earlier structure we're comparing it to, but I think,
I was comparing to when Sanjay sir was there on board, when he was the CEO.
From there, I think it would be a bit changed, because even the expansions and the growth, falls under the CEO now. So I think it will be a bit of a change structure to what, the earlier CEO had. Yes, I think there would be a change in, the scope of what he's managing.
And the last thing from this question's question, I just want to know, sir, so going forward, is it fair to assume that Vineet sir will be focusing more on the marketing and sales efficiency, like you told, and you would be focused more on the overall growth roadmap of Star Cement as to how to take it forward from a promoter's perspective? Is that a fair assumption to make? And what do you think Star Cement could be next? So you did to, tell on the call that by end of Q2, you may might come and share something with us in terms of your next roadmap. But next day, next 3 to 5 years, you already have a roadmap of 10 million tons in the near future, but 3 to 5 years, what do you see this number to be? Maybe 15 million tons, 20 million tons, 25, what is your expectation?
No, fair enough. So I think to answer the first question, I think, you know, of course, Vineetji has the expertise in more, you know, an experience in marketing, but he would be looking at, you know, all the other functions as well. And so his role will be, of course, as a CEO. And, you know, and besides the operations, he would also be, you know, helping us, you know, as the management to kind of take, you know, decisions on going outside Northeast as well. So I think that is broadly how, you know, his, you know, job would entail. And the 15 to 20 year horizon, next 5 to 10 year horizon would be that you'd want to be a 20 million ton company, you know, and that is what we really want to start out and progress the work on.
So 20 million you are saying in the next 5 to 10 years or like 3 to 5 years? What, I just got a bit confused.
No, 5 to 10 years, sorry. 5 to 10 years target is about 20 million tons.
Okay, great. And Tushar, just one small thing. Did you mention on the call that 500 crores would be your debt? Are you talking about peak debt here or are you talking of debt and FY24 end?
No, I think that's the peak debt that we're talking about.
Okay. And can you also spell out the capex numbers for FY24 and 25? Manoj sir, if you can just tell what are the capex spends in FY24 and 25 in pipeline? Incremental capex.
So I think in 24, we're looking at a capex of about 1300 crores. And, you know, in 25, we'll be looking at a capex of about 400 crores.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Tushar. So on behalf of Philip Capital India Private Limited, that concludes the call. Thank you very much, Tushar. Thank you very much, Manoj sir. And Vineet sir also. Thank you very much for the call. Many thanks to the party for joining the call. Neera, you can now conclude the call. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Philip Capital India Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.